It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what is going on? This is the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. I'm your host, Dan Bach, go by DB730, and we are bringing you the only podcast that you're going to find talking daily fantasy each and every day, everything from picks, promotions, and just all the goings-on, I should say, in this exploding industry that we all so much enjoy. Today on the podcast, going to be a lot of NBA full slate of games to talk about there, and of course, so with that happening, that means you got large field tournaments pretty much on all the big sites. So if you want to get involved and try and get a big score, that's a good place to do it. But I am going to open the show today talking about a couple things. First thing is FanDuel. They, of course, have this big getaway, a four-night getaway to the Bahamas. And the key to that is being a top 15 finisher in cash winnings between the period of, let's see, January 19th and March 31st. And I haven't really been paying too much attention to it, but I thought, you know what, let's take a look at the leaderboard. And props going out to a lot of the grinders out there, a lot of the Roto Grinders members doing well. Obviously, guys like Rudza, Omzi, Max Dullery, Beer Makers Fan, South Jersey Hustler, CSU Rams, General V, all these guys, big-time Roto Grinders members and all in the top 15. And, of course, the top 15 playoff in a tournament to see who actually wins the trip to the Bahamas. So those are just some of the guys out there. And then when you look from 15 to 30, you got Doppel Sykes, Los Lobos, Wits, you know, you got to AP for Prez. You got a good number of guys there as well who are Roto Grinders members who are about 15 spots, you know, in the second 15. So basically, they got a little work to do to kind of get in that top 15. But it's a great promotion going on there at FanDuel. You can check out, again, it looks like they've got a leaderboard for the top 30. So if you're not in the top 30 by now, probably going to be tough for you to catch these other guys unless you just play some monstrous 535 games against Max Dullery and Beer Makers Fan and Windows. But if you don't, then you could pretty much exhaust your bankroll pretty quick. So if you're not in the top 30, going to be tough to get up there at this point in time. But did want to bring up the leaderboard there and give a shout out to the Roto Grinders members who are doing an excellent job over there on FanDuel. Also, the next thing I want to talk about is something I didn't mention the other day. Of course, Draft Street came out and they had a few improvements and changes to their site. We've talked a lot about their college basketball product, which I'd been doing great until yesterday where I lost my ass, but I'll return again on Saturday for more of that. The one thing that they did institute, and I guess there was a big clamoring for it, and that's some snake drafts for the NHL. Now, if you listen to the podcast on a daily basis, I'll be the first one to acknowledge I am not an NHL professional when it comes to daily fantasy whatsoever. I'll play a game every now and then, but I just don't know enough, I think, to give you quality information. Now, next week we're bringing on Gary from Landshark Hockey. We're going to talk some hockey with him, and we'll make sure it's on a day where there's a good number of games, where you got lots of tournaments, so he can hopefully give you some good information. But the fact that they went to these snake drafts, not surprised. I mean, Draft Street's very good about listening to their customers and doing things that they are interested in. And, you know, I can't really relate it to NHL necessarily, but I think, you know, the idea of snake drafts, I love them. But the one problem I have with Draft Street snake drafts is that they restrict them to six-man and three-man leagues. And to me, a three-man snake draft is kind of pointless because everybody's going to have just a monster-loaded team. I think the strategy, the skill involved in doing a three-man snake is pretty much non-existent because you're just kind of flipping a coin. I mean, you're all going to have a monster team each and every night. And yeah, maybe there's a little bit of strategy in guessing, you know, which stud is going to have a bigger game than the next guy. But ultimately, what I love about snake drafts is when you have a large number of people in it and you get into the later rounds and you got to find the sleepers. And I really wish they'd offer 10-man snakes. Now, I know why they don't, because the bottom line is people don't really like waiting around for their snake to fill. because that's the key. You know, as soon as you get the last entry into the lobby, I should say, or the last person to enter the contest, then what is it, like 5 minutes before they actually start the draft? But the one thing I really got to give a lot of credit to is a site like DraftZone, which we don't talk about a ton, and I think has a really great product, and for whatever reason, just haven't been able to pick up the number of users as some other sites. But I love how they've got a way for you to put your cell phone number in there so they can send you a text message saying, okay, the league is full, we're going to draft in 5 minutes. So it basically notifies you that you're ready to draft a team. And I think that would actually be a nice improvement for Draft Street to institute down the road. And if they do that, I think opening it up to larger snake drafts would be cool, because I think that would definitely, at least from a skill perspective, and that's the way that I know a lot of Roto Grinders members look at this game that we play, Daily Fantasy, is a skill game. Anything that basically makes it more skillful for the players, I'm more in favor of. Now, a six-man snake, I think there's a little bit more skill. I think there's a lot more than compared to a three-man. But ultimately, I'd love to see 10-man snakes over there on Draft Street with that text message notification. Because let's face it, 99% of the people probably playing on the site have cell phones with text message capabilities. So to me, I think that's a good solution because I'm sure that, you know, the guys over there would say, hey, you know, who really wants to wait around all day for your 10-man snake to actually fill? But my feeling on that is if you get the text message notification, boom, jump on the computer, good to go. And if there's a moment in time where you can't make it, where you say, oh, I'm not going to be available for the next hour, well, then just take your name and exit the contest, which is one of the good things you can do at Draft Street. Once you register, you don't have to stay registered. So that's just my feeling on snake drafts. I haven't played too many of them in the NBA. Maybe I'll give one a try tonight. Again, I'm a big fan of the six-mans, but would love to see the 10-mans kind of exist over there on Draft Street, and they're definitely one of the top sites for the live drafts. So wanted to throw that out there before we jump into NBA, and tonight going to be a full slate of games, so let's jump into it right now. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game, if it don't mean nothing, what is game, who got game? Okay, we got 12 games tonight. Really busy night in the NBA. And we kick it off with the Orlando Magic against the Atlanta Hawks. Dwight Howard continues to be a man amongst boys, that 25 and 24 game against Miami is just huge. And it just wouldn't look like the Magic were going to fall off the map. They get their act together. And the bottom line is this team, their success isn't dependent on Howard, because you know what he's going to give you night to night. It's whether or not guys like Ryan Anderson and Hedo Turkoglu and J.J. Redick are knocking down three-pointers. If they're knocking down three-pointers, they can beat most anybody in the league. But if they're not, they can lose to teams like New Orleans. So, you know, I think ultimately from a night-to-night basis, it's pretty risky to kind of rely on those guys because you never know if Ryan Anderson's just going to have the hot hand or not. I mean, that's something you can't predict. That's why they're risky plays. You look for the consistent guys out there. And Dwight is that, but there's not really many other players on Orlando that have that trait. Josh Smith coming off a nice game for Atlanta, 54-point fantasy effort in the last game against Indiana. But Josh Smith and Joe Johnson, they're interesting guys. They're guys who I think you play in the guaranteed prize pools because they have real upside. Both of those guys can give you 50-point nights. But unfortunately, both those guys can give you like 15-point nights. So they lack the consistency, but when they have good games, they have real good games. So maybe not the kind of guys you want to use in the head-to-head games, but certainly in the guaranteed prize pools, both of those guys have a lot of value. 76ers and the Clippers. The Sixers, again, talk about it day in and day out. Top defense, one of the top defenses in basketball, and the Clippers, it seems like they've been playing on the road forever. And in this game, Drew Holiday, one guy maybe to look at, 22 points per game last year versus the Clips. And if you're looking for maybe a cheaper option today, Randy Foy, he got the start for Billups. I think he had like 16 points last game. He's not an exciting player to pick. I mean, he doesn't really have that upside of having a breakout game, but he's a guy who's going to get minutes. So depending on what the price is on the site that you're playing, could be a guy to look at. Tony Parker had 37 points against the 76ers last game. Is it Chris Paul's turn? Maybe. He's had 37 fantasy points per game average over the last seven games. And that included a game where he only scored 1 point. So probably if you took that game out of the equation, he's probably sitting in the 40s. And Chris Paul has definitely been getting it done there for the Clippers, and this should be a highly contested game. I don't think either of the stars on these teams are going to be sitting out extended period of time. Heat and the Wizards, can't say the same for this one. This has blowout written all over it. Miami is very good. Washington is just awful. So you could probably expect a little bit fewer minutes from guys like LeBron and Dwayne Wade. John Wall, on the other hand, back-to-back games with 40 fantasy points. Also, I think Trevor Booker, a bit overrated from a fantasy perspective, 25-point fantasy average over the last 7 games. So he's not totally cheap, but he seems to be getting the job done since Andre Blotch has gone out for Washington. But I think the blowout factor is going to probably keep me away from LeBron and maybe Dwayne Wade tonight. Celtics and Raptors, of course, Celtics back in of a back-to-back after they had the loss last night against the Lakers. We'll see how that plays in this game. A guy like Pierce and Garnett, how much are they going to have their legs underneath them? We'll see. For the Raptors, Jared Bayless could be out for tonight. I think you'd have to upgrade Barbosa and DeRozan a little bit because he has been a key scorer for them. So we'll see whether or not he ends up going. Make sure you follow our Twitter feed for that information. The one thing about Boston is they can't rebound really well. That means that either Linus Kleiza, Amir Johnson, or James Johnson, at least one of those guys will be good. I can't predict which one it would be. If I had to take a guess, I'd probably go with Amir Johnson in this one. But Boston does not rebound well, and, you know, look at the game that Pau Gasol had last night. Now, obviously, none of those three guys have the talent of Gasol, but even guys like Anderson Varejao have had monster games against the Celtics. So one of the big men out there for Toronto will have an excellent game. Paul Pierce had 30 points in his last visit to Toronto, but the bottom line is I think this is going to be a pretty tough defensive game here. The Raptors don't score a lot of points. The Celtics don't give up a lot of points, so I might stay away from a lot of players in this game. Bulls and Bobcats, another game that has blowout written all over it. Charlotte 3-22. They've lost 12 in a row against Chicago, who is playing really good basketball, even if they've been shorthanded. It didn't matter that Derrick Rose didn't play many minutes their last game. They blew out, I think it was the Hornets. And this game's going to get ugly. I mean, when you got Reggie Williams as one of your top players, that's not a good sign. And he's been pretty good. 36 points, 26 points in his last two games. But against a tough defense like Chicago, you probably want to avoid pretty much everybody in this game. The only guys I might consider playing on the Bulls would be a guy like Boozer or Noah. I certainly would not risk a guy like Derrick Rose. He's just going to cost too much and way too much risk in that, especially with the injury factor. Bucks and Cavaliers, Kyrie Irving, probably I'm guessing going to be out again. He had some concussion-like symptoms and they scratched him at the very last second a couple of days ago. And when they did that, Ramon Sessions stepped in, had a huge game. So if it's Kyrie Irving's out, I think you got to start Sessions. 24 points and 13 assists in that game. Brandon Jennings, the kid continues to struggle, averaging 7 points over his last 3 games on 8 of 26 shooting, and he usually does not do very well in Cleveland. Anderson Varejao, he's not a pretty guy. He's not a fun guy to take, but he's productive. And when you look at the Bucks, they've been beaten by 5 rebounds a game since Andrew Bogut has gone out. And that's the one thing, or one of the things that Varejao does very well is hit the board. So maybe not a terrible play tonight. Nets and Pistons, they just played the other night. Now they go to Detroit for their rematch. And Greg Monroe, 33 fantasy points per game over the last 7. That includes 39 and 41 in the last 2. Interesting enough for Detroit, Ben Gordon is back, and that means he'll probably take some minutes and some of the scoring away from guys like Rodney Stuckey and Brandon Knight. As for New Jersey, Deron Williams had 34 points in their last matchup. Humphreys also had a 30-point fantasy game, and he's been averaging 28 fantasy points over the last 7. He's one of those guys who's very, very consistent. You know, he'll almost get you 11 points and 12 boards every single game, maybe throw in a block and an assist around there. So he's a very consistent guy. Again, maybe not the best taste in women around, although, hey, you can't blame him. Kim Kardashian, she might be nuts, but, you know, she's got a lot of good assets going for her. But from a fantasy sports perspective, he does pretty well. Marshawn Brooks, game time decision. That's going to kind of affect the playing time of Jordan Farmar and Anthony Morrow. So keep your eye out on that before tip off. Also, Portland, they head on the road to take on the Hornets, who aren't very good. They're only 4-22, 2-13 at home. But the Blazers, totally different team on the road than they are at home. Only 3-9 away from Portland. And it'll be interesting how this one goes. I mean, I think they're only like 3-point favorites in that game, which is a little bit surprising. But LaMarcus Aldridge, he's averaged 25 points per game in his last three against New Orleans. He's coming off a bad game his last time out. So I think he rebounds and has a nice effort tonight. As for the Hornets, not too many guys I think I'd consider taking there. I mean, Chris Kaman had 17-9 against Chicago, but do you really trust Kaman in this spot? I really don't. Jarrett Jack, also a rough shooting game in his first game back, 2-11. He should improve on that. But again, I'm not excited about taking anybody from this New Orleans Hornets team. The Wolves take on the Mavericks tonight. They get Kevin Love back. I expect him to show up, probably have a big game in this one, have a couple of games extra rest time. But he's a solid performer night in, night out. But Dirk Nowitzki, this guy finally looks like he's back to that all-star level. 26 points per game in his last three, shooting 61% from the field. I'd expect that probably to continue against this Timberwolves team who doesn't play great defense. So I think we might have a few more points in this game than normal. I still like Nikola Pekovic out there for the Mavericks, for the Timberwolves. I think he'll have a pretty good game down low. Because let's face it, I mean, his competition for playing time is Darko Euro. That's what I call Darko Milicic. And he's been day-to-day anyway, and even when he plays, he's not very good. So I like Pekovic, again, to get some quality minutes and some quality statistics in that game. A chance Jason Kidd could return in this game, but my feeling on that is, so what? He's not really productive anyway when he's in the lineup, although could be pretty cheap on some sites. Lakers and Knicks. Now, this is a game I think that's going to have lots of interest all around because Jeremy Lin. I mean, this guy has just been a great story. Should be a very fun game to watch. Here are his numbers for tonight from a salary perspective. 143 on Daily Joust. That's got to be one of the higher point guards out there. Draft Street, he's at 11.7K. FanDuel, 4.9K. And Fantasy Sports Live, only $10. Now, this is a perfect example of where it's kind of frustrating on the sites that don't update their salaries daily. This is what you run into because he's an obvious play on Fantasy Sports Live, FanDuel. I mean, he is a guy that 95% of the people are going to take, and they should take, even if you think he's going to have a bad game, for that kind of price in the production, 40, 34, 38 fantasy points, three in a row where he's had huge games, you got to take him. So it's just kind of like the overlap's going to be, you know, a guarantee in that position. So that's what you're going to find on a couple of those sites. Joust and Draft Street, maybe not as much, but even at the 11K on Draft Street, he's certainly paying himself off with the fantasy points he's been putting up. Will it continue? We'll see. But I love the kid. I love how humble he is. I love the fact that in an interview, they ask him, you know, can you believe this is happening? And, you know, 9 out of every 10 professional athletes out there would be like, yeah, you know, I'm not really surprised. I just needed the opportunity, just needed the minutes. But here's a kid who basically sits out there and says, I can't believe I'm doing what I'm doing. Now, to me, that doesn't, you know, some people would say he lacks confidence. I don't think so whatsoever. I think he's just shocked that he's been able to perform at that level through these three games that he's played. Now, can he continue in the long run? I'm not going to doubt him anymore. I doubted him the last two games, and he's put together great efforts. So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride, and seems like a nice, humble kid. So I think that's a good sign. As for the other guys in this matchup, there's a lot of them to take a look at. Pau Gasol playing really well lately. He had a nice game against Boston last night. Also 27-9 in the last four games in Madison Square Garden. So I like Gasol tonight. Jared Jeffries, he stunk the last game. I know a lot of people went with him because he was particularly inexpensive from a value standpoint. I don't think I go that route again. Very tough matchup with the bigs down low. And the guy I think I'd look at is Iman Shumpert. 37 minutes the last game, had 27 and 26 fantasy points over the last two. So I think he's going to continue to be aggressive offensively because Amari Carmelo obviously not playing again for the Knicks. Steve Novak, also kind of a no-name guy, but 28 and 21 fantasy points in the last two for the New York Knicks. So lots of good value plays out there for the Knickerbockers tonight. Talking about value plays, Pacers and Grizzlies. How about Quincy Pondexter? This guy, very random guy, 23 fantasy points last game for Memphis, and he's going to be super cheap. And if Tony Allen is hurt again, there's no doubt they're going to go back to him after that great game he had the night before. So keep your eye on him. Danny Granger, not shooting the ball well, but still putting up decent enough stats. The Pacers, to me, the problem with that team is inconsistency all around. Even guy like Darren Collison, who's been okay, it's just like there's no consistency whatsoever from any player on that team. Sure, Roy Hibbert can have a great game, but he can also go in the crapper. Same with David West, same with Granger, same with Collison. So even with Paul George, who had been consistent for about a week, but his last game he was pretty awful. So that's the problem you run into, I found, with Indiana this year, is just this roller coaster up and down ride. So not usually good to go with those type of players in daily fantasy. Well, when you talk about consistency, nobody's really much more consistent than Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. Those two, night in and night out, getting it done. Of course, they're expensive, but nonetheless, pretty sure thing you're going to find. But this is the fourth game in five nights for the Thunder as they take on the Jazz, and we'll see how much they have left in the tank. Again, they've got young legs. There's no question about that, but I don't care what age you are. Fourth game in five nights is going to take a toll on you. Oklahoma City been averaging 114 points in their last three games against Utah, but they haven't been playing very good D either. So I think there's probably good options on the Jazz. Maybe Paul Millsap, you look at his numbers, 25 points per game in the last five against Oklahoma City. He is a pretty consistent guy. As for a sleeper, I've been going Daquan Cook over there with the Thunder. He's pretty cheap. He's a starter. Obviously, they go to James Harden quite a bit off the bench, but he's a guy who can get you anywhere from, you know, 16 to 20 fantasy points and not really eat up much of your salary cap. So maybe somebody to consider tonight. So that's the rundown of the NBA for this Friday night. Best of luck in your matchups. Need to say thanks to my good friends at Daily Joust. Been the sponsor of this podcast since day one. We thank them for their loyalty to us. And make sure you check them out this weekend. We're going to have college basketball action back on Saturday. Obviously, NBA tonight got their King James tournament, which not only does it have a nice prize pool guaranteed, but a winner of the tournament also gets the Super Joust entry. So more incentive to play on their site, play in those large tournaments, because if you win them, you also get the entry into the Super Joust. And as I can attest to, definitely an opportunity for a nice windfall there. $10,000 prize pool up for grabs and two tickets to the NBA Finals. Also, Solo Survivor tournaments are going on. Solo Survivor 1 is still going. The four guys out there just proving how good they are at Daily Fantasy is maybe it's like on day 8. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but they are rolling right along every night. They're getting it done. But Daily Joust said, you know what, we're going to go forward Solo Survivor 2, and been some high-scoring days there. So if you don't know about this Solo Survivor tournament, very fun. You just play the solo contests, and they add in a $250 winning prize to whoever is the last person standing, basically, in these solo contests. And, of course, you play them for money, so you're already winning money as it goes along. But check them out. Check out their blog with a full explanation of the rules. And shouldn't be too long, probably before they start Solo Survivor 3. So take a look for that. But they're a great sponsor of the show. We thank them for that. And they are dailyjoust.com. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye to you for tonight. Again, lots of action going on in Daily Fantasy this weekend. College basketball, NHL, NBA, all around. So give it a try. And please follow us on Twitter at RotoGrinders. That's a great way to get all the up-to-date news, value plays, and all the stuff going on at RotoGrinders and in the daily fantasy industry. Check out our Facebook page. And we even have the podcast sitting there on iTunes. So subscribe to it, and you can get this every day for you without even pressing a button. It's perfect. So that's going to wrap up the podcast for this week. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. See you, folks.